Like a god walking amongst mere mortals.
Go get it, dog.
I'm a man.
He had a voice that could make a wolverine purr.
I just sitting on a firecracker.
And suits so fine, they made Sinatra look like a hobo.
It's a fantastic day
for the United States of America.
It's a Bill King Show.
Red 7!
I don't know what Red 7 means.
Brought to you by Omni Nashville Hotel. Fifth Avenue, downtown.
Hot rock! That's what we call a sack lunch.
They do have a very particular set of skills. Skills that make me a nightmare for people like you.
Chuck Arbuckle out of that first break this hour will be with us. Buck over in the Charlotte, North Carolina area. We'll talk some college football with Buck. Always a pleasure. Top of hour number two. Gator Dave will be here down in Jacksonville. And a little later, hour three, Griff checks in from down in Athens, GA. About 20 minutes into hour number three for Griff. 615-844-5600. You're invited to call in anytime you feel like it. 615-844-5600 on Twitter at Billis King. And you can email the show, BillisKing7@gmail.com. A lot of people hit me up yesterday and overnight about this. We were talking a little bit yesterday, Monday, about quarterback rooms. Busy quarterback rooms, Ohio State, LSU came up, Georgia came up, just randomly, right? Just organically, randomly here on the show. And news came out on Monday that former Michigan quarterback Joe Milton, who played early for Michigan and very early actually played well, then didn't play so well, has transferred and is at Tennessee. He's enrolled at Tennessee. Joe Milton, he's from the state of Florida. Big tight end sized body, Joe Milton. And the question was, what's Tennessee doing, Bill? And these weren't Tennessee fans. It was mainly fans from other schools. Hit me up. What's happening there with all these quarterbacks? That's five quarterbacks in the room for the Vols. You've got Harrison Bailey. You've got Brian Maurer. You've got transfer from Virginia Tech, Hendon Hooker. You've got Caden Salter, who's been suspended, freshman out of Texas. And now you have Joe Milton. Bill, what's going on? And my answer is, I don't really know. I would just surmise that they're busying up the quarterback room, and maybe by virtue of doing this, a good one will emerge among that group I just mentioned. Now, I saw somebody, I think it was the Knoxville Sentinel. They said that in their opinion, Hendon Hooker was the leading candidate to be the quarterback for Tennessee. Now, I haven't heard that before. That one took me a little aback. Now, I've seen him play. You probably have too at Virginia Tech. He had his moments when he was pretty good. But who emerges from that group, I have no good prediction for you. Mainly, it was, Bill, what's going on here? What are they doing? I don't really know. Now, again, when I say I don't really know, I'm not necessarily saying that from a negative critique. I'm not necessarily angling it that way. I'm just saying, I'm not sure what's going on with Rocky Top when it comes to quarterbacks. Now, Josh Heupel has obviously some critics, but he's good with quarterbacks, and he's good putting together a revved-up offense. Now, is that going to happen in Tennessee fast? Don't know. Yeah, don't know. But what's going on with Joe Milton? That one came. You're talking about something coming out of left field and hitting you. Boom. That one right there was out of left field. I did not know that was trending. I did not. I'd forgotten about Joe Milton. Joe Milton was not on my brain. Now, it doesn't mean that he can't go find a new school and continue his career and do pretty well. I'm not saying that. I'm just saying that wasn't anything that had been trending or very important to me. I didn't anticipate that happen. If I said, told you, Joe Milton to Tennessee, that would be a lie. Yeah, that would not be very accurate. So we'll see what happens there. As you've heard, Tennessee is struggling in recruiting. The state of Tennessee over the last 10 plus years has skyrocketed up in producing football players. I mean, literally, skyrocketed up. It is a really good state, and it will continue to be and only get better producing college football players, high-level players. Now, they always had a few at the top, but they never had the numbers that you would like. They've got the numbers now. The in-state players are not responding to the in-state school right now. Not much. Couple things have happened. Number one, the previous coach, Skolkan, ignored the state. Did not recruit the state like you should. You should always recruit your state. Now, I'm not saying get everybody from your state. You got to go and get the best players, but you should always show some love to the state you're in. I don't care what state it is. On a certain level, you should show some love. Jeremy Pruitt did not do much of that, which was a mistake. Among all the mistakes he eventually made, that was a mistake. Now you've got a state that was not properly recognized by the previous head coach, which is a problem. And now you have a program and a team that wasn't very good a year ago and hasn't been very good for a while. That's a problem. And now you have those two problems plus the newest issue, which is the NCAA hovering over you, not going away, not concluding their investigation, which, according to the University of Tennessee, again, if anybody can be objective, if they're critiquing themselves properly, it would be the school. They say it's ugly. So it's tough. Yeah, it's that mixture in a bowl is not very tasteful right now. You don't want to stick a spoon in there and try and take a bite. It's not going to taste good. Not right now. So that came up yesterday, and again, a lot of people saying, Bill, did you see this? Matter of fact, I had not seen this until you guys started hitting me up with the Joe Milton link. I had not seen it. I was not aware. Jeff in the Borough sent me an email. Now, when he sends me emails, they are about as long as the book War and Peace. You ever seen that book? It's like 2 trillion pages. And I'm going to paraphrase the email I got from Jeff in the Borough. You ready? These are all topics I know you're interested in, so just hang tight. Bill, Big Blue Nation, that's Kentucky, broke that winder. He did. He did spell it just like that, W-I-N-D-E-R, Monday night in Omaha, Nebraska. Kentucky's volleyball team made it to the Final Four, the national semifinals for the first time ever. They defeated Purdue 3-0 to advance to play Washington, the Washington Huskies, Thursday night, 6 p.m. on ESPN. Look at the specificity there. There's information about the night, the time, and the channel it's on. Says the other semifinal will pit Texas against the top seed Wisconsin. Says, was the Texas girl that you mentioned Eggleston, Logan Eggleston? If so, she is tall and a good athlete, Bill. I think, I don't know if he saw her on TV or what. Yeah, she's from right here. We saw her when she was in about third grade. You could tell. She would be a first-team All-American basketball player right now at any college in America. That's where we saw her. And then about seventh grade, right after seventh grade, she solely concentrated on volleyball, and she's a superstar. Then he takes a shot at Wolverine Dan. Well, actually, he says, no, he didn't take a shot. He says, Bill, tell Wolverine Dan congratulations in Ann Arbor. They brought home another natty. The women's gymnastics team won it over the weekend. Jeff in the Borough. That's the email I got overnight from Jeff in the Borough. I figured you'd want some information there. So there's the latest. There's a couple of others here on eBay, and I'm trying to sort them. Here it is. David, who works at Texas A&M, big Tennessee fan, and he's not from Tennessee, just adopted them years ago. Said, Bill, the A&M coach, Rob Childress, that's the baseball coach. A&M baseball is not very good. Is in the last year of his contract, and with the record they've got, it's not likely he's going to be retained. They're still talking a lot about Tony Vitello, the excellent coach at Tennessee. Yeah, Tennessee Vanderbilt played. Vandy boys took 2 of 3, but Tennessee's got a hella program now in baseball. Yeah, baseball's not an issue at Tennessee. And he says, as luck would have it, Tennessee plays in College Station this weekend. And yes, they are the Aggies looking at Vitello. Now, Cosby Cattleman came on yesterday and was kind of bragging on the baseball team, even though they lost 2 of 3 to Vandy. But then he said Tennessee does not need to try and bid for Vitello. It's not a baseball school. It'd be a bad look. Don't bid and try and keep the coach who is the one coach making your school look good right now. Said don't do it. Let him go. Let baseball go right back in the tank. It doesn't matter. That was the Cosby Cattleman yesterday. Charles Arbuckle coming up next. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Looks good right now as we check it out. Live 65 southbound here at Trinity Lane. That's all going to change probably in the next 30 minutes or so as it starts to pick up on 24 coming in from Jolton down through Mount Julian right now. Parts of Wilson County, we're watching traffic build in the normal spots, and it still looks good. 24, at least at the moment, coming up past Bell Road. True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call today at 240-2811 or go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Kim Shacklock with Parks Realty is on the air saluting the brave men and women of our U.S. military. Their tireless efforts should never go unnoticed. This proud salute is brought to you by Kim Shacklock with Parks Realty. For all your residential and rental needs, call the pros today at 615-838-8850. That's 615-838-8850. Kim Shacklock with Parks Realty. They're on the air saluting our troops and veterans, the professionals who care.
Having your own home is awesome, but it's also a lot of work. The good news? Finding help for your projects is easier than ever. Introducing Angie, the app that puts all your home care needs at your fingertips. Need a pro to fix that emergency leak? Maybe find someone to build a deck. Or even set your seasonal tasks on autopilot. Angie can handle all that and more. Expert pros, hundreds of home projects, clear pricing, and the easiest way to book and pay in seconds. This is Angie, your home for everything home. Download the app today.
My buddy James Warren from Sir Speedy of Music City is with us. I was looking for a way a while back to get targeted messages to people who might be interested in listening to our daily show, and so I asked James for a little help. You take it from there.
So what we were able to do is come up with 7,000 names of people in Nashville and their addresses by zip code that are interested in spectator sports, football, baseball, that sort of thing. It was a pretty reasonable price too, wasn't it, George?
Yes, it was. I got the BGA discount.
Yeah, so in other words, twice the normal. This is something that we do for all sorts of folks. We can sort it by zip code, by type of people, age, whatever, to make it get to the people that you want to get to. If you've got a new business, no better way to do it.
Sir Speedy of Music City, phone number 832-9511, or go to SirSpeedyMusicCity.com.
Hey, Middle Tennessee, tune in to Bally Sports Southeast and watch your next-gen Grizz Friday at 7 when they take on the Trailblazers presented by FanDuel Sportsbook. You'll want to tune in early at 6:30 to catch Grizzlies Live presented by Ford and your Mid-South Ford dealers. Featuring Pete Pranica, Brevin Knight, Rob Fisher, and Chris Vernon. Check your local listings in Grizzlies.com for channel guide or catch it live right here on your home for the Memphis Grizzlies, Nashville Sports Radio. If there's a drama stream anywhere in college sports, The Bill King Show is there to break it down.
Tess Arbuckle joins us Tuesdays right here in this slot. Good morning, Buck. And question number one, what did you think about the comments the media tried to run with regarding Trevor Lawrence and his love of the game, or somewhat lack thereof? I thought it was kind of silly, but I want to get your thoughts.
I didn't even pay attention to it, Bill.
Good for you.
I'm going to be real honest to you, because when I saw the – it was almost like clickbait to me, and yeah. I really didn't get into the story. I saw something about it on the, you know, one of the shows, and they were talking about it. I'm like, we don't have a combine. You know, you go to pro days, you see these guys. You've watched all this tape. The kid's won in high school. He's won in college. Has he lost games? Yeah. But has he competed every time I've watched him play? Has he shown me that he wants to compete hard? I'm going to be honest with you. I didn't even pay attention to that. I really didn't, because then you start chasing the rabbit hole of, okay, let's find. It's just, I don't know. It wasn't one of those things that I felt I had to be on the know for. And there's too many things out here that are things that you need to know. That wasn't one to me. I've had enough tape of watched Trevor of, watch games. I've been at spring games. I've been at their real games. It was just one of those things that, like, really? Are we resorting to this now? do we have not enough to talk about that we have to go to this? It was just one of those, I'm sure, like you, really, are we doing this now?
I think before the LSU National Championship game in 19, when LSU obviously was on a run, Trevor Lawrence had only lost, was it one game, and it was a high school game? They actually went back and interviewed the head coach, or maybe it was the quarterback from the other team who was now at a small college. They had to go back and search that far to find somebody who was on a team that beat Trevor Lawrence.
Yeah, I mean, And isn't that interesting that you can win and be that successful, but then they still look to say, well, you know, you don't have an interest in the game or whatever the article was saying. And I agree with you. There has been too many instances where I've watched him compete to know the kid loves to play ball, and he plays it at a pretty high level. Now, is he going to be – here's the thing that I start kind of going towards. Is he going to be the next surefire guy in the league? I don't know. None of us know. And I think that's the part that you start looking to parse out different things to see if a guy can do it. I'll say this with the league, too. They're quicker to make a judgment on a kid first year one, year two, than they used to be because young guys are playing a lot earlier. They don't have that, hey, we're going to let you sit behind, you know, 12-year NFL veteran, 13-year veteran to learn the game. If they're paying you that money, you have to come right in. And sometimes that's not a good thing. Guys like Sam Darnold are starting to see it where he's now getting another lease on life where a guy like Teddy Bridgewater may have to go somewhere else. And both of these guys were first, you know, not first player picks, but first round draft picks or high picks. So you're starting to see it play out where just because you're a high pick doesn't mean you're granted at least the 3 to 4, maybe 5 years that some of those guys used to get 10 years ago.
I'm with you. Yeah, I think Trevor Lawrence, there's no questioning his want and love for the game. Now, I have had Pro Bowl NFL players. Now, I haven't talked to that many. Obviously, I'm a college guy. But the ones that move here because of the Titans, right? And they end up on little league teams or kids do with my kids. So I get to know them that way.
Yeah,
I've had a few of them tell me. And I want to get your experience with this in the college game and the NFL game. Bill, and I'm talking about Pro Bowl players. Tell me, Bill, I'm not that big of a football fan. I don't watch it. I do it because I'm really good at it, and I make a lot of money at it. It'd be dumb not to do it. But I'm not watching games, and I'm not, you know, the TV and on all weekend, and I'm just not into all that stuff. Now, that happens. I don't know how common it is, but, and Buck, all the teams you've been on, some players are more passionate about the overall love of the game than others. That's normal.
Yeah, and Bill, I think you hit on a good point. So think about this. When you are, it's a grind to play in the NFL.
Right.
And I'm not saying that, like, oh, feel sorry for those guys or feel sorry for me, but physically and mentally, it's a grind. It's different than it used to be now than it was before, where you had, and I'm not saying one is better. You know, some people say, well, you glorify two-a-days or three-a-days. Well, we had to do those. So you think about the time you spend watching film, the time you spent on the field. There was a decompression when you got home. You didn't want to always watch football. You would look at it because you may have a team that's coming up or one of your boys is playing somewhere else. But there were times where you just went home and you just wanted to do something else. You wanted to read a book. You wanted to just get away from it because that was your job. That was your grind. Now, fast forward, when you retire, you get closer to it. If your kids like it or if you are following college sports, you get back into it. But think about how hard it is to watch film. I mean, you watch a film every day. And then you go home and say, okay, I'm going to sit here and watch a game that's a little bit slower because you can't see all 22 anyway.
Right.
So I totally get when guys say that. I think the biggest thing is it's your experience in the league, too. How many times have you been cut? How many coaches have told you you're going to get a chance to play and you walk in the meeting room, hey, we need your playbook. We just signed somebody. Sorry about that. I mean, those things happen all the time. And people only see the glorified sense of it where, oh, yeah, you know, you got to play in the NFL. It's a great experience. I would never trade it for anything in the world. But it's a job. And just like any other job, what do you do to get away from radio? You go cook. You go do stuff with your kids. You get away from talking radio. When you see people out and about, I know I do. I love talking to them, but I'm not going to sit there and have an hour conversation about something. I'll talk to you about anything else but sports sometimes just because that's what we do all day, every day, right? So
I totally
get when guys have said that, and I know what they mean, and it's just like anybody else. If they're in a profession, And I've met plenty of people like you have. They're lawyers, doctors, entertainers. They don't want to talk about what they do every day. They want to talk about something else because that's their job. They want to enjoy life on the other side. And I think that's where we have to be careful about saying, oh, well, they don't love the game. No, they love the game. They just hate the business side of the game, so they try to get away from it because they know that's a part of it.
I'll give you another angle. Good friend of ours and Crazy Charlie and some of the audience, Brian Benio. When he came out of high school in the mid-'80s, you and Brian are about the same age. He came out in about 85. And the Max Emfinger, you remember those recruiting rankings even back then, he was ranked the number two linebacker in America coming out of the Atlanta area. Everybody wanted him, and he went to Ohio State. And he was a midtermer, too. Early enrollees were very rare back then. He was a midtermer. So this is mid-'80s. Gets up there in about a year and a half into it, Buck. He's having some back problems. Goes, gets some x-rays. They look at his neck and say, you're done. You can never play again. You're done. And he said once he finished up at Ohio State, graduated, he didn't want to watch football for 2 years after that. Mm-hmm. He was so beat down because of the experience. So, you know, things happen to people, and it's different for everybody. But he said it was a cut. And now, obviously, you and I know he's passionate. He loves watching. He's a Buckeye fan. He donates. He's up there helping. I mean, but, yeah, he said after that, Buck, he couldn't even turn on the TV. He was so depressed.
I often tell the story, you know, when I got cut by the Colts in 95, I was pissed off. I mean, I was upset. Yeah. I was hurt. And, you know, I really didn't want to have anything to do with football for a few weeks, maybe a couple of months. And then my wife, who's a lawyer, by the way, you know, we were talking, and she said, I don't know why you're so upset. I said, what do you mean this team cut me? She said, well, if you have read your contract like I did, you get paid if they go to the playoffs. If they win the Super Bowl, you'll get a portion of that. So I was like, So I started watching them, and then they made that AFC championship run. A lot of my buddies were on there. I mean, and I got the chance to celebrate from the outside looking in because I knew what they put into that. I got cut about the fourth game of the season, and they went on that run and made a nice – had a chance to get to the Super Bowl. I still think A.B. Aaron Bailey caught that pass in the end zone, but, you know, Quentin Coriat with the almost interception, and he caught that. That would have probably – feel the game as well. So you remember those moments, but it was, it made me more invested, and I got caught up in that whole captain comeback, you know, era and the AFC championship run because I knew a lot of those guys and I knew how hard we had worked in that off season to get prepared for the season, even though I wasn't a part of the team.
Chazal Buckle with us. What are you hearing about the draft? Is there anything that's jumping out at you right now?
Not really, Bill. It seems like this week, this is the week for me, it seems like where it really starts. I think between now and the draft, you start hearing all kind of rumblings. It's just been a weird year because you don't have a combine. You know, you don't have – some guys are doing two pro days. Some are doing very limited pro days. You got the teams now dictating what they want to see them do at maybe the second pro day or the first pro day. It's like we're just kind of seeing it in a different kind of vacuum. I think this week we'll hear a lot more. I would be interested to hear how the jockeying for the quarterbacks is going to go, but also some of these other players that are starting to rise up the board. This is usually when I start really paying close attention because I think this week leading into the draft is when you really hear some of that, and they can't contain the noise factor, right? It's going to get out. Some of it planted, but just sometimes it just gets out. So I really think from this day forward or this week forward, we're going to really start seeing some of that, the noise that, you know, this trade is going to happen, that's going to happen. That's where I really lock in on the draft and kind of start trying to listen to see what's going to happen with what teams and, you know, who needs what the most. Are there going to be some trades? Are there, you know, whatever it is, it always seems to start happening like this week right into the draft.
Did you get a chance to watch any of Alabama's spring game and Bryce Young?
I did. I was impressed with the tight end. Cameron Latu, is that his name? Is that how you pronounce his name? Yeah.
Yeah.
I like him because he wears 81 anyway.
Right.
but he, when he caught that pass down the middle of the field, that seam route, and kind of shook the safety, kind of chilled him and got by him, I was like, okay, that's all I really need to see. This kid's going to be pretty good. They've been talking about him a lot, but I hadn't seen him. But Bryce Young, what was impressive with him was throwing from different arm slots, and that Nick did not get in his grill as badly as you've seen him sometimes with others. He was kind of, he was coaching him. And I love with Nick with the pink jacket on, walking around, talking trash to the he really gets on the defensive guys more than offensive guys. But anyway,
yes.
That's where he loves. That's his home. But he can see the thing with Nick, and I know this to be true because I was in Cleveland for a couple of weeks. I had a cup of coffee there, got cut. But the one thing that I know being he was, the defensive coordinator. He knows where everyone's supposed to be, what step they're supposed to take, how the angle they're supposed to get there. And it's amazing how his memory recall is when you're watching him draw up things and tell you stuff, even on the offensive side. But that's a whole nother show. We could do that. He is really that good, and he's kind of a savant when it comes to defense and putting people in the right place. Plus, he has great talent, so I'll give him that. But what I liked about Bryce Young was that his ability with a porous offensive line, it's spring. You probably got some guys that shouldn't be playing or guys that were hurt. I know that. But his ability to move and scramble, he's going to take some chances. And you can see that with that one pick six should have taken place. But I watched about a quarter and a half, and I thought he really showed some good things with his ability to get out of trouble but also throw the ball. And I thought he had a little bit more arm strength than I thought he had. He showed me some things that I didn't know he had, but I had been hearing about him. So I'm really excited to watch him play and progress on that offense and see, okay, Bill, which wide receiver is going to step up next, right? It doesn't matter if the guys graduate. The Slim Reaper's gone. Okay, yeah, we need another one. Come on, here you go. They get the best players, but they get the best players develop the best to play you every single week. And I think that's why Nick and those guys have done a nice job, whether you love Alabama or hate them. They just know how to get talent in there, and those guys get there, and they punch in the mouth, and they dare you to punch them back.
The receiver that everybody's talking about, not tight end group, but receiver is this Ajay Hall out of Florida. They say is Julio Jones physically. That's what they're saying.
The Apex kid, the kid that was just going up. I mean, yeah. It's like he would tell them, I need you to throw it as high as you can throw it, and I'll go get it. And this is what I told you before about Hartley Dykes, that I have in high school level and college before he start getting his knee hurt. Hartley had a 40, he may say 46. I think it was a 44. What's the difference? 2 inches, right? 44 right. Inch vertical. But at 6'5", right. Bill. And he wasn't the fastest guy, but I can remember quarterbacks throwing the ball at Bay City and at Oklahoma State, and he would just go up and get it. And that Hall kid, every time they threw it up, you knew he was, after the first one, I was like, oh, he's coming down with this. Oh, yeah, he's got that one. And it was like, hey, throw it as high as you want, and I'll jump out of this stadium and go get the football, okay? And we're good. So there was some poor throws, and he still went up and got it, man. That was pretty doggone impressive.
Buck, we'll see you next week, sir. Have a good one.
All right, Bill, take care.
Thank you, sir. Charles Arbuckle, always excellent, always fantastic. We'll take the break. Coming right back. Omni Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic flow still looks good right now coming out of Mount Juliet, down I-40 right now here into Hermitage on 40 westbound, all the way up to Donaldson Pike. It's still holding up 24, better than it was yesterday. Coming in right now on 24 from Rutherford County into Davidson. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call them today at 240-2811 or go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
Stay.
Stay a part of hospitality with a career at the Omni Nashville Hotel, the key to Music City. We invite you to attend our job fair on Thursday, April 29th from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. We are hiring for full-time hours at a competitive wage with great benefits, with available positions in culinary arts, engineering, food and beverage, front office, housekeeping, laundry, loss prevention, spa, and stewarding. Online applications must be submitted prior to attending the job fair. For more information and to apply online, visit omnihotels.com/careers. Omni Nashville Hotel is an equal opportunity employer.
My doctor prescribed me Viagra. It wasn't covered by my insurance, so it was costing me like $65 a pill. That's expensive.
Over 20 million guys like us use Viagra. Over a certain age, we just need it. I found a way to pay less than $3 a pill and get virtually the same effect of the $65 pill. I heard an ad just like this on the radio called, and for $99, I got 40 generic versions of the $65 pill. Save yourself money and call right now and get over 40 pills for $99. There's no embarrassment here to use Viagra. If we're over 50, we need it, but not at high prices. Call now with your credit card and get the 40 pill special for just $99.
800-431-9102. 800-431-9102. That's 800-431-9102.
The 2021 NFL Draft. College football's best. Realize a lifelong dream.
With the first pick.
Get exclusive access to the future stars of the NFL as they take the stage. Live from Cleveland.
Here's Lawrence. Najee Harris.
Zach Wilson.
I am so pumped up about this draft.
The 2021 NFL Draft starts April 29th on NFL Network, ABC, ESPN, and ESPN Deportes. Snickers, the official chocolate sponsor of the 2021 NFL Draft. Snickers satisfies.
Hey, Bill King here. You want to get your business on my show? Let me explain something. Our advertisers are not just local. We have such a huge streaming audience that our advertisers are everywhere. So if you want to grow your business, you want us to help you do that, email BillisKing7, that's number 7, BillisKing7@gmail.com. We'll get right back to you. We'll get your business on the radio, and we'll help you grow your business. Contact us if you want your brand to grow on my show, BillisKing7@gmail.com.
When it comes to the college football playoff, he's for exclusion, not inclusion. It's Bill King.
Cutler's burner account on Twitter this morning. Bill, can you move Berg back to at least Wednesday for an emergency 420 segment? Yeah, you know, if we were going to do that right, we'd move him to today. Today is 420. Today, I would assume, is Josh in London's favorite day. It ought to be a holiday, not for the show. No, not for the show, but I'm talking about a national, for most everybody else, holiday. 420 day, which is the devil's lettuce day, in case you didn't know. Yeah, and we were just looking, and I don't know how the day will go, but devil's lettuce stocks this morning, pre-market, are like Sundial, and there's a bunch of them. The ones I looked at are up today. I don't know if that'll hold. Or market was red yesterday, and I believe pre-market it's red. I haven't looked at all the tickers and everything, but I think we're looking a little red this morning. No, Kev, I saw a little of this. I think it was Dennis Dodd, not one of our favorites, right, mention this on Twitter. No, Kev, up in Chicago. Bill, I don't follow much soccer, but the story that 12 teams overseas are trying to form a super league led Dan Patrick to think that college football is eventually going to lead to that. Well, that's not an original thought of any type. There has been this theory that we're going to have four super leagues, however you want to term it, someday. Maybe each league being around 16 teams. And the winner of each league will advance to the playoffs, so on and so forth. And you play it off. It's a terrible idea. Not saying that someday it won't happen, because terrible ideas become the law all the time in college football. But I hope not. But that thought that college football could do the same eventually is, I mean, people have hit me up. It's been a while because I discourage it, but I'll get emails. Hey, Bill, here's my Super League 16-team divisions, Bill. Take a look. Tell me what you think. I will not respond to that email. I'm not trying to be rude because I love your emails. But I will not. Now, send it to me. That's fine. But I'm not taking time to write you back and telling you what's so wrong about it. I'm just not. I'd rather be outside watering the rock garden. I'm just not. The idea of super leagues, whatever, is just not my thing. Yeah, I'm not going to respond to that. I used to get, even in the mail. Now, I don't get it in the mail anymore. And if you send it to the station, I definitely won't get it. But, hey, Bill, and it's notebook paper. It's a couple of pages. Here is my college football playoff bracket, Bill. And it's a guy writing it out in pencil, and it's 64 teams, just like the college basketball bracket, Bill. Take a look at it. Tell me what you think. Go line by line. Critique it for me. In the trash can. No, I appreciate the effort. Don't think that I don't appreciate the effort. I do, but write the trash can. I'm not even going to look at the names. I'm not going to look at who you have seated. I'm not going to do it. That's not on the list of want-to things daily for me. Ron, big Husker fan up in Ohio. Bill, good to see 47,000 fans at the Bama spring game. Huskers probably will have about 30,000. That's the max allowed, he says. The city and state needs it. Yeah, Nebraska's going to be interesting because we're starting to get to the point with Frosty where, and you may say, Bill, we're past that point, but doubt is creeping in. If Frosty is going to get this thing flipped, and what do we have? Is this year four coming up? I'm starting to doubt. Joe, you were up in Boston. Yeah, Joe's from down in South Florida. Sent us a picture yesterday. He was traveling for work. He was up in Boston, and he was walking through the city in the morning, and it was all boarded up. It was pathetic. Says, newsflash, Bill has a rock garden, and he likes to water it more than speculating on garbage. Carry on, listeners. Good morning, Joe. Yeah, Joe is, just to remind you, Joe was the one that back in, I guess this would have been late 08 into 09, Florida and Oklahoma playing for the Natty down in Miami Gardens. And he sent me a note, said, Bill, come down here and I'll get you a tour of the Everglades. A private tour, and we did it. It was incredible. It was a fantastic experience. Anyways, here's what we'll do. We'll take the break and then continue on. Top of the hour, Gator Dave will be with us down in Duval. And a little later, Griff. We'll check in about 20 minutes into Hour 3. Omni, Nashville Hotel.
Good morning. Traffic flow still looks good right now coming out of Mount Juliet, down I-40 right now here into Hermitage on 40 westbound, all the way up to Donelson Pike. It's still holding up 24, better than it was yesterday. Coming in right now on 24 from Rutherford County into Davidson. Hey, True Friends Moving Company is now hiring. Call them today at 240-2811 or go online to truefriendsmovingcompany.com. I'm Commander Chuck with your on-time traffic.
This is Brent Musburger's Action Update for WNSR, Nashville Sports Radio.
This Action Update brought to you by O'Reilly Auto Parts, your professional parts people. Get guaranteed low prices and excellent customer service at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Better parts, better prices every day.
Now, here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
Baseball this afternoon, the Braves and the Yankees. New York coming in on a 5-game losing streak. Atlanta will be without Ronald Acuna Jr., who is listed as day-to-day. Yankees are the home favorite, minus 121 on the money line. The Braves at plus 110, the over-under 9. UFC 261 Saturday in Jacksonville, Florida. Usman versus Masvidal 2 for the welterweight title. Kamaru Usman, the reigning champion, at minus 420 on the money line. Jorge Masvidal at plus 330. In the women's strawweight title fight, Zhang Weili, a minus 190 favorite against Rose Namajunas at plus 170. And a third title fight in the women's flyweight division, Valentina Shevchenko, minus 400 against Jessica Andrade at plus 320. For VSiN.com, I'm Trey Westerberg, Nashville Sports Radio.
You know, there's nothing like watching a game with great weather, and there's always action going on at FanDuel Sportsbook. If you've never bet on baseball before, now's the perfect time to give it a shot. FanDuel letting new users swing for the fences risk-free. You get up to $1,000 back in site credit if your first bet doesn't win. That's right. You lose your first bet, you still get $1,000 in site credit. This way you can combine multiple baseball bets for an even bigger win all season long. There's a reason FanDuel Sportsbook is the number one American sportsbook. The app is simple to use. They've got great odds on all different betting markets, unique fun bet types like same game parlays and always on promotions to let you get more action out of every game every day. And when you win with FanDuel, you're paying that your winnings in as little as 24. It's the cool thing about baseball too. They got a bunch of games today. Download that FanDuel Sportsbook app. Sign up with the promo code GregP to get in on the action. That's FanDuel Sportsbook promo code GregP.
Must be 21 or older and present in Tennessee. Site credit is non-withdrawable and expires 7 days after receipt. Terms apply. See sportsbook.fanduel.com for details. For problem gambling support, call 1-800-889-9789.
Your exclusive Nashville Sports Radio WNSR Sky Scan forecast for today's sunshine. Highs around 74. Tonight, increasing clouds. Lows near 37. Wednesday, mostly sunny. Highs near 54. Thursday, sunshine. High 61. Sunny for Friday. High 67. Utilizing the resources of the Weatherbug Network on Nashville Sports Radio WNSR, my name is Rocky.
Sports Radio WNSR.
Do you like tackle football? Bill King does, and you can connect with @BillIsKing on Twitter or 615-844-5600.
E-mail here. Mike in Detroit says, Bill, it's been a while since I've contacted the show, but I'm a daily listener. He says, as a Michigan fan, I've never felt this apathetic before about the football team, but we've hit the bottom. I don't think the 21 team could compete even for the MAC championship, let alone anything else. Harbaugh, whom we all thought could ignite the program and take it to elite status, has done the absolute opposite, and this program and its fan base is broken. creating the most overhyped, marginally talented soft, and playing the most unexciting football I've ever seen in my life. I'm truly dreading this fall, Bill, and the disaster that awaits. It's possible that they do start 4-0, but then they could end up 4-7. Crazy to think that Michigan and Tennessee have more recent natties than Georgia and Notre Dame, if you want to consider 24, 25 years recent. I still love college football and the show. Keep doing your thing and bringing us the best platform for God's sport. Thanks, Mike in Detroit. He says, P.S. to the Vols, good luck with Joe Milton. He's a raw talent, was never properly coached, although Wolverine Dan seemed to like him. Yeah, I don't have any idea what the Joe Milton to Tennessee thing means. That's a very confusing bit of news. More competition in the quarterback room, I guess. I don't know. So they've got two transfers, Hendon Hooker and now Joe Milton. Then they've got Brian Maurer. They've got Harrison Bailey. They've got Caden Salter, who's been suspended, the true freshman. Don't know. Anybody that thinks they know what that means, good luck. William, he lives actually in here, this area, retired pharmacist. Big Georgia fan, real big Georgia fan, says, Bill, was not able to listen to all the show on Monday, so this might be some old news. Yeah, Georgia Dog brought this up, but it bears repeating. Adonai Mitchell, a true freshman from Nashville's Cane Ridge High School, was one of the main standouts of the G-Day scrimmage. He caught 7 passes, including a spectacular touchdown from JT Daniels. He was only, Bill, a 3-star recruit. I think it surprised everybody how he played. He's 6'4", 190, and he might become a primary weapon for Georgia this year. Daniels seemed to be going to him whenever possible in the game. And there's a write-up about him in today's DogNation.com. Yeah, I'll ask Griff about him. I'm aware of him. Yeah, I remember him. And I remember him signing with Georgia and all that. Did I think that he would have a big impact immediately? Maybe not. Now, a spring game intra-squad. Now, intra-squad game, spring game, doesn't always predict, many times it doesn't, what's going to happen when you play against another team. Now, it may not. I'm just always warning people constantly on this show, particularly when we get to this time of the year, spring, that spring stories don't always translate to real football, which is when you get to camp in late July, August, and then you start playing teams. I've watched it play out many, many times. And I've seen it play out differently than everybody thought. So that's why I'm always a little wary. Alan down in Tampa. Bill, any update on the Kansas spring game? I, first of all, don't know that they played one. And if they haven't, I don't know when they play. Somebody's free to look that up. Get that on the show. I don't know. Can you play a spring game when you don't have a head coach? Guess you could. There's no rule there. Les Miles. We know Les Miles isn't there anymore. No, Les is out. Probably relieved that he's out. The Kansas spring game. Start naming things since Alan brought it up. That's more irrelevant than a Kansas spring game. You know what? There ought to be a rule. Kansas ought to be able to take their spring game, declare it a win, and it count towards the regular season. It counts towards this fall. They ought to be able to do that. That ought to be a rule. NCAA announces that Kansas can take their spring game, rig it, win it, intra-squad now, win it, and then say that's a W for the season coming up. Pad the stats a little bit. Haven't heard much. If anything. Wonder what the Kansas depth chart looks like. Anybody seen the Kansas football depth chart? Is Todd Reesing? That was Geno's QB. Or Bill Whittemore, who's from here and coaches here locally. He was quarterback out there a while back. Yeah, had a good career. Went out there, went to JUCO, then chucked it all over the place. And this is 15 years ago or so. Anyways, top of the hour, we'll head down to Duval County. Gator Dave will be with us. Omni Nashville Hotel.